Paul Simon says to Paul McCartney, "You can say let it be, but sometimes it don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again." And he was right. The child still waits for the reunion with the mother. And if it did all work out, there would be no blues, no rock and roll. Country music wouldn't moan, neither would the Bible. Merry Christmas, Duke. Edge, play the blues. Like this woman, you have suffered the insufferable. A buffoon of a husband who claims to be your boss, but all offspring of fur traders are thought to be Irish or French. Like this woman, you lead a group of confused, pink, overeducated, and or ignorant men into the gridlocked vision of Thomas Jefferson. No catch, it's true. Ask Sally Hemings. Now here at the beginning of a new century, 200 years beyond this woman who saved her expedition, you wade deep in the water, try to salvage a dream. So you need Sacagawea. Well, here she is, just for Christmas. Professor says Sacagawea is our queen. She says I'm a woman, that much is clear. Coyote drawing near. She says this vision is a measure of your fear. Landmarks carved in prairie, stone and dream. Virtue is a word remembering. Memory, space, and fantasy. Preachers prize these holy moments, candles lit on Christmas Eve, even grown-ups silent in the pew. The story told so many bold and silly ways, but none more bodacious or wild than Matthew, Luke, or John. Walter, my old proud pagan friend, paints Sacagawea on a pony with a baby in her arms, surrounded by the scruffy men. The voyage of discovery. 10 shades of blue and early winter all around. Advent, truly. Whether Mithras in the cave or Jesus in the barn, there's the woman and a baby on a spotted pony. There is your incarnate word. And no matter, you can close read, deconstruct it and doubt it, study ancient tongues, take peyote, walk alone out on the ice-sharp plain of prairie snow, pray, complain, drink your Christmas punch. There's the woman. There's the deep. Deep beyond the memory. deep as an artist's sky. Once a woman sensed the presence of the angels. Annie Dillard said she had the sense to be afraid in the deepest fear and never needs to see the angels come again. The angels were in a pasture just across the fence. Well, there's the pasture now. Look, there's the woman and a child on the spotted pony. Have enough sense to see the picture. Feel a holy fear. Veteran sees holes in his memory. The professor says that's amnesia. Lost colony rising. Sacagawea says set your sorrow free. Testimony. Trauma, slavery, lost colony rising. Tragedy is comedy. Your imagined enemies. She says the fruit falls right beside the tree. Memory, space, and fantasy. I forgot to remember to forget. This poem is late. Somewhere on the River of the Mouse, a time warp between the 19th and 21st century. Paper looks new, don't be fooled. It's as ancient as the meter of this poem. From an oak tree on the banks of Beaver Creek. The words in code, some kind of game, or an ancient hoodwink. The reason it is late is because the writer of the poem wrote it down before he was born. And is not yet sure he exists. It took him centuries. Acorns, squirrels, Ojibwas, Hidatsas, Shoshone, furmongers, soon to be beaver hats, observed the writer at his work. There was no stone, no flint. He invented his ink. Publisher and public yet to come. Last night he dreamed he came in a dream and said to himself, he himself, never write a poem about a dream. The editor awaits this poem, and Crazy Horse too. Custer? He doesn't care. He still wants his hair. He still thinks he's a candidate. And the real president is too busy with the horror of baby bonds to worry for this poem at all. And the other president retired, if he cared, and read the poem beneath a cottonwood on some Texas ranch in between chainsaw episodes. Today, in this light snow, it would cool off quick. Quick enough to change. All in a twinkling. Peace so sweet, imperishable, as ancient as the sea of air that flows above this holy land. Long before Buffalo, Lakota, tractors, farmers, cows, earth-filled dams, we move west with the illusion that eternity could change with bacon, beaver, whiskey, treaties. These vision-knocked-up immigrants gorged on fields of waving wheat. Before we were healed, we were healed in light. And that is what this means. It's January 7th. One crow on the peaked roof. Snowshoes, white rabbits, white sky. No camera. No fear. Why do we wait? Right now. Professor mourns his metaphor in eulogies. He's rising dead, replaces history. Lost colony, rising. Ineffable resistance, ancient hope and mystery. The woman brings an empire to its knees. Like a camera sees. The professor gets a new job teaching fleas. Memory, space, and fantasy. I forgot to remember to forget. The inland sea. Inland sea. Grace allows survival through this age. The old president says that the whore of Babylon is Hagia Sophia herself. If we were born near the houses on the wrong side of the tracks, we don't understand what that can mean. And then we rely on royalty, intellect, education. Only grace can save us from ourselves. Blue Jay, one in August, eats the webworms on the cherry tree. Then suddenly it's snowing and a little boy cheers. How many buckets of pulped up ground fall apples can I dump in the weeds out back behind the shed? For an orchard sprouts itself on December 24th. A wild turkey female and her six grown-up chicks process through the snow behind the house, straight line, the earliest of light. Like monks on the way to morning prayers, not excited, not ecstatic, committed to the work. And the skinny girl walks by the house, their silly yapper dog, and it runs squealing. Look how those holy gray monks fly. On the third day of Christmas, so and so. And so, after years of proxy-manufactured third world wars, there are too many landmines, too many Mozambiques made in USSASSR China. Too many children and farmers grieving both their legs. So some scientists and some rangers find a way to train some rats the size of Easter bunnies to sniff out the old mines, and dig them up, expose them, and disarm them. The old president used to sneer on the White House lawn till I thought the cameras would explode for all the TV world to see. God, does he have a tail strapped to his leg underneath his pants? Look at his nose. It twitches. Some of the big shots, and they ordered excrementation then and there. On sunrise on election day, no one could figure it. There were big black flies wherever that boy stood. Decked in desert brown and tan, dived down stealthy stealth fighters down on the camps all over Palestine. These sorrows hang suspended under the angels' metal bellies, our pagan best. Is that a typo? Pagan beast, as in share the feast. Israeli tanks slouched down to Bethlehem the day of Christmas Eve. You name it. Adam? Job? The tanks are ready here. Hallelujah. We will document fair market value. Use the numbers, measure the miles to slouch down to Bethlehem. Christians recede in uniform with Mithra and Diana back to Galatia. In the eastern realms, Christmas is in Baghdad. Just up the road from Babylon. Nothing dares to move this holy night. Only the woman can get by the roadside bombers. Right here in the green zone. Christmas letter reads, anytime human freedom, genetics, laws, the beasts of nature, sin, concupiscence, pride, credit, fill in the empty place we once called fate, and come out in the snow to play, people fix reality with plus the will of God, or plus then and, or curses and, or blessings. God's will for the loser, me, or you, is supposed to be for the good. But how it fits our dead friends, me, or you, is way out there beyond. Oh, Billy Graham. Bruce Coburn says we're insects high up on a blade of grass. Look up at the sky. How does that feel in the middle of a Christmas night? Death is not my friend. I will never finish, neither will you, the things we think we're supposed to do. And if it didn't work, there'd be no rock and roll, no blues. And country music wouldn't moan, neither would the Bible. Merry Christmas, Duke. Edge. Thank you. waves her arms in invitation. First comes a fall, and then incarnation. Christmas Eve.